So, welcome to what I believe is the inaugural episode of something I think we're going to call Only Monkeys in the Ball. Is that correct?
That's right.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Today on Only Monkeys in the Ball, actually, it's called The Monkcast. And on The Monkcast, this is the only podcast in the universe, I think, where the only discussion topic is Super Monkey Ball. Unless you're aware of anything else.
No, ever since I've been born, you know, the only information that ever came into my head, it was all Monkey Ball.
All Monkey Ball, all the time. So the goal of this podcast, I believe, is to have heartfelt discussions about monkeys and balls, just however we want to have those conversations. I mean, anything's fair game. There's a lot of monkeys and balls out there, and I'm thinking, right now I'm thinking that we decided to do this right in tandem with a gigantic thunderstorm because it sounds like Zeus's wrath out there. But don't let that distract you from the topic here.
Yeah, we're going to have some life-changing discussions here.
This will be absolutely life-changing. Now, for our audience out there in the ether, you might know my voice. I'm Pseudonymous BN. I'm kind of a monkey ball fanatic, and everything I've done in my life, every goal that I've ever sought toward, has been related to monkey ball. But my partner here, my brother here, you might not know. So do you want to introduce yourself?
Well, sure. I'm Jack. I play a bunch of monkey ball games, but I can't really call myself part of the monkey ball community until now. Haven't done much interacting with the mod space, but I sure have played a bunch of those games.
Yeah, so guys, this is my brother. He lives in my house. We played a bunch of monkey ball together when we were little tykes. And we've been playing monkey ball together again now as fully grown humans. Speaking of humans, did you know there's a human ranking that you can get in Monkey Ball 1, like in the credits game? You can be a human.
I learned that just a couple days ago.
Yeah. Well, on that subject, we are in kind of a monkey ball renaissance right now.
That's right. Super Monkey Ball Banana Rumble just recently came out.
Yet the world is rumbling right now from the release of Banana Rumble. And honestly, if you ask me, it's like Taylor Swift. We have eras. The Monkey Ball universe has eras. there was the golden age, the true golden age, back in the day. 2002, I believe, was when we all got the first Monkey Ball on our GameCube systems. And then the sequel hit, and it was even bigger and better. And then there was Deluxe for all those nincompoops out there who bought Xboxes and PlayStation 2s, which was the most inferior version, by the way.
That's right. We're 2. Some Nintendo boys here on the Monkcast.
Nintendo boys only. None of that Crash Bandicoot stuff. So then something hit the universe that was called Banana Blitz. You want to talk a bit about Banana Blitz? How did that make you feel, Jack?
It made me feel jumpy, to say the least.
there was something about playing that game that kind of like made you want to jump, wasn't there?
That's right.
I'm going to jump from that thunder, too.
Oh, they're trying to stop us at every turn.
They try to stop us, but they can't. So Banana Blitz was kind of a betrayal, kind of like an A2 Brute kind of thing, where like the knife just went into your back, and then the further you went into that game, the more it kept twisting. It's not the worst, honestly, but I think the idea of making the ball jump kind of kneecapped them in the design of that game.
That's right, because now you just have a whole extra form of movement that's not really being accounted for in the level design, right?
No, and you'd think like the brilliant thing to do would be just designing levels built for jumping, which they tried, maybe they tried, but I felt like the jumping was more of almost like an emergency brake kind of situation type thing, where like the levels are just designed to be painful, and they were able to make them more painful on account of the fact that they gave you a jump button.
Right.
Like, it's not something you're supposed to use to your advantage. It's just something that's like, well, you can jump, so we can put the most hazardous and obnoxious obstacles possible that you could just jump over, you know? Like, how about some speed pads that just shoot you right off the edge of the stage, huh?
Right. How about a straight wall of bumpers?
Yeah, yeah. How do you get over that?
You jump.
You jump. What do you think this is, Mario? So that was kind of the beginning of the decline. What do we call that era? You know, Banana Blitz. onward?
I would have called it maybe the modern era, except that what would now be the postmodern era of Monkey Ball?
Yeah, we would be in the postmodern era now.
The Spin Dash era.
Yeah, we are in the Spin Dash era, y'all. So how about it? Three cheers for Monkey Ball kind of like making its best shot at a return to form. Banana Rumble's been kind of a great experience. What would you give Banana Rumble? Like 0 out of 10 bananas.
I might give it an 8 bananas.
8 bananas is kind of what I would feel as well. Like that's literally what I was going to say. So Banana Rumble, it's not the classics. Nothing will ever be the classics. It still feels kind of wonky. I mean, but there's like things that make up for that. There's some kind of fun things that only Banana Rumble can do.
That's right. You can tell they really tried to innovate on the older formulas. And I think they actually succeeded this time.
They did. They created something that's not the jump, but it's almost like the jump. It's like what the jump could have been if it were better.
It's like what the jump could have been if Sonic did it.
If Sonic, yeah. Let's just address the blue hedgehog in the room here. So Spin Dash is the term they use for this. That's straight out of Sonic, isn't it? It's like that's a Sonic right. term. And they're just like, it's like, you know, Jurassic Park is often accused as being like self-plagiarism because the same author wrote like Westworld. It's like the same deal where Sega just realized, you know what really worked? Spin dashing for the hedgehog. So let's give the monkey the same ability. And it kinda worked. Like, I know I sound cynical talking about this, but it's actually really fun to use this thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I kinda love it, actually.
How do you feel about it as a speedrunner's tool?
I think it is so fun to use. Just yesterday, I actually finished 100%ing all the missions in Banana Rumble.
The missions, too. That's something else we got to talk about, but let's not get off track.
Yeah, more on that later. But when you're speedrunning each level, the Spin Dash changes how you look at every surface that you come across. Because now every corner you see, every gap, you see, there's a chance I'm just going to fling myself into that at the highest speed possible and shoot straight to the goal.
Yeah, and now that can be done on almost every level, I think. Because, you know, Monkey Ball speedrunning was always just about finding those corners and those edges that you can just, like, trick off of like Tony Hawk and get insane air and skip the entire level. And now they've made that kind of even more insane. Because you don't have to build up speed. You don't have to do that thing in Monkey Ball 2 where you like bounce off the edges of the starting platform over and over. You just find a little... Jesus Christ, it's like the house is shaking. We're in the storm world from Monkey Ball 2. Somebody want to drop the music in here? And at Monkey Ball 1, the storm world was in Monkey Ball 1.
I miss the old Monkey Ball music so much, man.
Talk about the one thing they've not returned to form on. I mean, it's not bad. New Monkey Ball music isn't bad.
You're right, but it feels very copyright free. I don't know.
That's actually like there probably isn't a better term for it than that. There's probably not.
Yeah, it just sounds very generic, like it could be in any game.
Yeah, or you know that music that like YouTube lets you drop into your videos and like Instagram and stuff, and it's like sort of generic ad core music. It's that kind of vibe sometimes, and there's a few songs in the new game that I think like break that mold and go kind of hard, but nothing feels as like unique and boundary breaking as the music in Monkey Ball 2 and Monkey Ball 1 felt like back in those days.
That's right. And speaking of songs, did you know, I just found this out, there's a code you can input on the main screen where it's a sequence of button inputs that changes the music for the title screen in Monkey Ball Rumble.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I don't know if it's after completing every level or completing every mission, but you get 5 tips in the help section that are codes you can use that unlock special like visual or auditory things. For example, there's one that changes all the bananas into gemstones when you're playing as the unlockable characters, or one that takes off the mask for Phantom Thief Easel.
Wow. These are things that I didn't know. So, you know, learning more every day about monkeys. You could, like, start a monkey fact service. One of those, like, text a monkey fact every day. And I feel like people would go for that. But anyway, that's our thoughts on Rumble. We've been playing that a bunch. I still need to finish it. Jack's 100% at it. But you've also been playing, I believe, Super Monkey Ball 1 again.
That's right. Just before Rumble came out, I decided I wanted to have a return to form, build up my muscle memory again. So I went back to the original and played through the whole thing using lots and lots of save states.
Yeah, and the addition of save states kind of gives you these checkpoints, which, like, a lot of people would say, like, you've broken the integrity of the game. But sometimes I feel like if you're save stating your way through a really hard game, that can be, like, the only way to keep your head on straight. Like, if you just want to finish the game and see what's beyond the walls of difficulty, sometimes you gotta. Like, I used to play a bunch of Super Mario World hacks, and I would save state my way through all of that Kaizo nonsense. but what kind of revelations do you think that brought to your head, like, you know, playing through Monkey Ball 1 without having to worry about, like, if I lose the 3 lives that God gave me, I'm dead meat and I have to start over?
Well, doing that allowed me to be a lot more reckless playing each of those levels, where similar to what Banana Rumble does, where you don't have a live system. You don't have anything to lose from falling out now. So you can just, if you think to yourself, can I do that? I was willing to just give it a shot and just try jumping over parts of the level, theory crafting like speed routes, which I've never actually seen many official like speed runs of the game, though I know they're insane to watch.
They're absolutely bonkers. But that's a fun approach. I mean, that's probably like, you know, it just crossed my mind. You know what I feel like I have never, like, sat down and watched that I need to sit down and watch? Is, like, a TAS of Super Monkey Ball 1. That's got to be out there, right?
Oh, absolutely.
I want to see the most insane, like, pixel-perfect speedrun robot go through Super Monkey Ball 1. So, homework. Mm-hmm. I think that's the first thing.
I know pause buffering is very important to a lot of strats in the original Monkey Ball speedruns. So it's already practically a TAS when you see that, where, yeah, basically they've optimized these levels to where they can say, okay, I'm going to keep pausing. And when the timer is at 56 seconds and 72 milliseconds, that's when I start holding right. And I get the perfect jump to go straight to the goal.
Yeah, because Monkey Ball is a deterministic game. It's like what is that like thing that philosophers talk about where you have no free will? It's kind of like that. Mm-hmm. Because everything that's going to happen in Monkey Ball is going to happen exactly when it happens, and it never changes. There's no chaos theory in this world. There's no Jeff Goldblum talking about drops of water going left or right over your finger. It's just like you can mathematize and memorize the entire thing. And actually, what I've heard, I don't know if I've confirmed this, so this might be wild speculation, but Banana Rumble might be, I don't know if it's the first or just like the fact that it's the most recent and it isn't, but it's a game that is not deterministic. There's chaos theory in
this game. That's right. So maybe this is just a side effect of me using a pro controller that doesn't have notches like the GameCube controllers used to. But I will play the same level and dash into the same spot the same way every time and just go flying in completely different angles or directions. To the point where speedrunning some levels just felt like, if I just keep doing this thing, it'll eventually shoot me to the goal.
Yeah, that's kind of how it feels just to try and do speed strats in Banana Rumble. So I think that's evidence to the theory. Good point out, though, about the notches. That's another difference from the GameCube era and the Switch era.
Mm-hmm. I actually did dig out my GameCube adapter from the Wii U. So maybe I'll try going back through it with a GameCube controller.
Do GameCube controllers work in Banana Rumble?
That's right. They work on all Switch games, actually.
I did not know that.
Yeah,
that
just, if you have the adapter, you can just plug them right in. The only downside is you won't have an L button.
Oh, I guess that's right. You got one fewer button, but hey, mm-hmm. Worthy sacrifice. And it's Monkey Ball. You don't have to have every button for
that's
Monkey
right.
Ball. It's kind of just a joystick game, if you think about it. unless you know, there's spin dashes and there's jumping in some games. But the core gameplay is just a joystick. And you know what that reminds me of? Did you ever see the arcade cabinets for Monkey Ball 1?
I don't think I've ever actually seen like an image of one.
You've never seen like a picture of what those looked like? They had banana joysticks. When you were playing Monkey Ball 1, the original Monkey Ball, which didn't even have Super in its name, in an arcade, it was a banana joystick.
Wow.
And they expected you to get through Expert 7.
What a hellish... And you have to pay to retry, right?
Yeah, Monkey Ball Arcade, like that's a quarter eater. If you've ever wondered why they put that stage in Expert 7 instead of like Master or something, that's why. They wanted your quarters.
Now, you mentioned to me earlier, apparently all the original Monkey Ball levels had names in them, right?
Yeah,
that were just not shown in the game.
I think this is true. I was just reading about this, I swear, where, you know, Monkey Ball 2 introduced to the series the idea that every stage had a name, like you could see it in the bottom left of the screen. Monkey Ball 1, it wasn't like that. It was just like Floor 2. But apparently, in the game files somewhere, or somewhere, like, it was put in writing that they had names. So Monkey Ball Deluxe comes around. It kind of transfers everything from Monkey Ball 1 into the style of Monkey Ball 2, the presentation style anyway, and it actually gave them those names. And I always assumed, oh, they came up with some names for those stages. Now, because they're doing this deluxe game, they can have names now. But apparently all they did, and don't quote me on this, this might be just like a complete urban legend Mothman type thing, but apparently all they did was just reference the names that already existed somewhere.
Which means that there is a name out there for Master 7, which is my personal demon.
Yeah, I think that does have a name. Which one was that? Which is Master 7?
I may have the number wrong, but it is the level where you start out, you move a bit to your left, and there is a extremely thin pyramid that you have to crawl across.
Oh, yeah. That's Master 3.
Master 3, that's it.
Yeah. I think that one's called Stamina Master.
Stamina. Yeah, it tested my stamina.
Every single like master level in Monkey Ball 1 had Master in its name.
For every try where I made it to the second part of that level, which is also hell, I probably had about 30 fallouts just trying to make it over that goddamn pyramid.
Yeah. I think the cruelty of that stage is you don't start out aligned with that ramp.
No, you have to move.
Yeah, you gotta align yourself. So no handrails, no guidelines. You're on your own. I don't think Monkey Ball has ever or will ever get to that level of cruelty again.
Not as long as there's spin dashing or jumps in these games. Because the ways I would break that level if I had a spin dash, you would not believe.
That's actually an interesting proposition. Can you imagine just putting a spin dash into Monkey Ball 1, or just porting the stages, rather, into Banana Rumble, and you get a chance to just try your spin dash on all these other, like, old Monkey Ball stages?
It'd be like having a grudge match.
Yeah. It's like, you know, you're playing Pokemon, and you have your, like, level 6 team of Weedles and stuff, and, like, that one idiot on the route just keeps beating you. So you go back to him after you've beaten the game with like your level 96 Charizards, and you just like annihilate him.
Yeah, you bring in your spin dashing baby.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Baby, by the way, is the speedrunner's choice, as far as I've heard, in Banana Rumble.
Every leaderboard I look at, it's baby, 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 then maybe Val. Then baby, then baby.
He's the Funky Kong on the Flame Runner of this game.
Truly, truly.
Why isn't Funky Kong in this? I was thinking about this recently. You know, like, it's a Switch exclusive. I don't know if they have any plans to do any other consoles down the road, but right now it's a Switch exclusive. Put, like, Donkey Kong in that.
A Monkey Ball and Donkey Kong crossover would be insane.
Honestly, why has that not happened? If there's, like, somebody listening to this right now that can make that happen, that's, like, my request. Donkey Kong, Monkey Ball.
I mean, they do have a character pass for Banana Rumble, right?
Yeah.
Where they're still announcing more characters to come out.
That's true, honestly. What if we don't even know it, but Donkey Kong's already like in?
That would be absurd.
This is us calling that happens right now. So don't hang up that phone. We called it. When we get back from the future and Donkey Kong's in the game, just look back at us right at this moment and say that, yep, they called it.
When all the speedrunners are using Diddy Kong because he has 5 speed and 5 spin and 5 break, he's just the best character in the game by far.
Yeah, Diddy Kong the best. We're calling that too. Which character? I'm not even going to say which monkey, which feels unreal. There's characters that aren't monkeys in this game now. Which one's your goat?
My goat, huh? It's got to be Ai-Ai, right?
Yeah.
That's my comfort character.
Ai-Ai is the comfort character. He's got these nice overalls now. You know, interesting detail. Ai-Ai's butt patch. Can we talk about the butt patch?
Go ahead.
So, Monkey Ball in the past, like Ai-Ai just never wore pants. He had the shirt on, but no pants. And you could see his like bare butt, like the weird sort of patch with no fur. And now he's wearing overalls, so you'd think you couldn't see that. But there's a patch on the back of his overalls that's just in the shape of his monkey butt.
Why did he get that?
I don't know. That's like a strange fashion statement if I've ever seen one.
In universe, I'm going to draw a butt on the back of my pants.
Yeah. Why? But there's like a new design philosophy too with the monkeys, if you've noticed. We got stuck in the doldrums for a really long time after Banana Blitz, where they kind of switched the design philosophy over from being this very realistic, boundary pushing, like looked great for its time, almost sort of realism style, into this very stylized, very cartoony, very like chibi, I guess is the word there.
Yeah, everybody has the Pac-Man eyes.
Yeah, Pac-Man eyes. I guess Pac-Man eyes were always kind of a thing, Monkey Ball-wise. Like, I think if you looked at the old Ai-Ai design, he had the Pac-Man eyes. But the new versions got, like, the emoticon faces. Like, they would do these expressions that just looked like emoticons. Like, they would just, like, randomly X3 and, like, XD and stuff. And it was all very cartoony, very in your face. They changed all the sound effects. They changed the whole presentation of the game. And the new style that we finally got with Banana Rumble after like over a decade, well over, it feels like a compromise, I guess.
You could say that, yeah.
It's not back to realism, but like it feels almost like they took half of one and half of the other and put it in a blender.
That's right.
What do you think is the best looking new world in Monkey Ball?
I am a huge fan of Kalem's art style, personally.
You're a Kalem guy? I'm kind of torn between, I don't know, I love Astrum for being psychedelic insanity, Doctor Strange type stuff, but I also love the river world, the Floating City.
Floating City, that's another really good one.
I just think Floating City kind of hits the right color palette in a weird way.
That one reminded me a lot of the original Monkey Ball sort of world designs.
Yeah.
There's that, what would you say, biome, I guess, in the original Monkey Ball, where it's this town and everything's all orange, and there's the diner in the background with all the monkeys dancing. That's
GameCube
the one
diner.
Floating City makes me think of.
Right, yeah, the Burger Cube. Yeah, it's kind of like that, and I thought it was kind of like Zootopia from Monkey Ball Adventure. How much do you remember about Monkey Ball Adventure?
I remember it being pretty much open world. I remember there being quests. I remember there being about 40 playable monkeys, none of which I would remember.
Yeah, a Smash Ultimate sized roster for a mediocre Monkey Ball party mode.
And I remember there being almost like a Metroidvania type spell system where you learn these magical spells and change the powers of your ball.
That's true. That was a thing. And that's a can of worms. This whole game is a can of worms. A, for the fact that it's terrible, like fish bait quality. But B, because we're not going to open that until a later episode, I think. It deserves an episode of its own.
Yeah, I would call that a spinoff.
Yeah, spinoff is the word. And like, I have a lot of feelings about it. But again, next week's can of worms. I guess what we can discuss a little bit here, we're kind of like running short on time for this episode. We don't want it to drag on. But I don't know, Jack, how much you have been ever like exposed to the Monkey Ball ROM hacking universe. Like, I know you're not really a piece of it, but have you ever like seen content of Monkey Ball hacks or those kind of things?
I have seen very little of it. I've seen level packs like online, but I haven't actually seen the levels in them, just that the packs existed. And aside from that, most of the Monkey Ball modding I've seen is when I was watching you do it.
Yeah, that's true. So I'm going to have to like initiate you into some of the crazier and more interesting hacks out there, because a lot of them are amazing plays. And before we got Banana Rumble, I mean, before we got out of the monkey doldrums, this is like what tided us over. And I think honestly, a lot of it surpasses the official stuff. It's Ooh. Not like, it doesn't have that shine of like modern game, and other people have tried to make different games like Rollout and Paperball and that kind of stuff that feel more modern gamey in their stead. But I mean, for GameCube hacks, they really scratch the itch, and it's like a universe unto itself. So maybe that's a topic for another time. But if we're talking about living in the Monkey Ball Renaissance, Banana Rumble is like the new peak, I think, for global monkey hype. But before we had that, as early as like 2016, when it kind of got started, we had the monkey hacking scene. And that really has led us a lot of places.
It has. And you're going to have to get me on some of those good level packs.
Yeah, I will definitely make some recommendations to you. And I think that's about all the time we got for this inaugural episode of The Monkcast. any closing thoughts?
Banana.
What if they tasted like curry?
That'd be one hell of a story to tell, I'm sure.
Yeah, another topic for a later episode, the story of Monkey Ball 2. So, until next time, all you banana eaters, stay ballin'.
Stay ballin'.